Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. More than anything. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day and another opportunity to serve in your kingdom. And as we come, Father, we ask that you would forgive us even right now for every sin of omission and every sin of commission. As we embrace the gifts of a brand new spanking day that you have blessed us to see, as we rise and shine in your command and at your command, and we ask, Father God, that you will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against your children this day, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare that it cannot and will not, Father, and be able to prosper in Jesus' name. So, Father, as we embrace this day and thank you for it, now we commit the day back to you. And we ask that you would unfold it even right now according to your wisdom, Father, and your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, 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 morning. We pray that everybody had a lovely, 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 lovely weekend. Welcome back to the Life Where Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. As we're celebrating Jesus on this, the Lord's Day. Amen. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We especially want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you so much for being here with us on today. Amen. Please enjoy the services. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Giving God all praise, all glory, amen, and all of the honor. Amen and amen. Closed our last week's services, amen, and we were talking about the testimonies, the testifying, amen. Glory be to God, how Jesus, amen, came up out of the wilderness after 40 days of prayer and fasting, amen, and how he began to launch his ministry and testimonies, amen, were being created all up and down and around, amen. And encouraged us, amen, hallelujah, to not withhold our testimony, but to continue to testify, amen, of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, amen. Because the Lord God, he is good all the time, and all the time, the Lord God, he is good, amen, and amen. So we want to look at that again on this morning, amen, coming out of Luke, amen. And I want to read in your hearing, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Starting in chapter number 4, and I want to begin reading in verse number 20, amen, and it reads like this, Father, and we say thank you right now, God, amen, thank you, Father. Verse 20, then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue was fastened on him. He began by saying to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Isn't this Joseph's son? They asked. Jesus said to them, surely you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. And you will tell me, do here in your hometown what ye have heard that you did in Capernaum. Truly I tell you, he continued, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elijah the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Glory be to the living God. Amen. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. Amen. And our redeemer. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. For the word of God, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And we saw, amen, with Jesus. Amen, was focused. Amen, he never got distracted. He did not, it's not that the distractions didn't come, but he did not allow the distractions to come. Amen, he was in it to win it. Amen, he was not going to miss the mission. He was not going to let anybody, not even his mother, Mary, his father, Joseph, his brothers and sisters. Jesus had brothers and sisters. Amen, because after, amen, Mary gave birth to Jesus, amen, she had other children. Amen. He wasn't going to let his disciples, he wasn't going to let nobody, glory be to God, take him off his deem, take him off his course. Amen. And he was, amen, ready to go, and he was ready to get it done. Amen. So that the work could be accomplished, the mission could be accomplished. Amen. We can all be redeemed back to mankind. Amen. Through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. And he can return back home. Amen. To his rightful place on the right hand side of the Father. Amen. So Jesus was redeeming the time, beloved. Amen. 3.5 years. Amen. Glory be to God. So we saw here, glory be to God. Hallelujah. After going into the temple, because Jesus was a regular church worshiper, amen, Jesus would go into the synagogue, amen, glory be to God. His ministry was everywhere he went, amen, but Jesus did go to church, amen, hallelujah. And we see here, beloved, after, amen, the work was done, amen, hallelujah, and he, hallelujah, spoke to the people. Amen. The people had conversations with him. The people didn't understand. Glory be to God. But nevertheless, Jesus, amen, he would, sometimes he would try to justify himself, and other times he would not. Amen. Why? Because sometimes, no matter what you say, people are not going to receive you anyhow. You could talk till you turn blue in your face. People are still not going to believe you. People are not going to receive you. People are not going to accept you. Amen. Hallelujah. But not was the case. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, beloved. Even Jesus was not accepted as a prophet in his own hometown. Glory be to God. Beloved, this was a place where Jesus had lived for over 20 years. Over 20 years, Jesus lived in his hometown, and they still didn't accept him. Glory be to God. They still didn't receive him. Isn't it amazing? Amen. The people you grew up with, in the same house that you grew up in the same neighborhood that you grew up in, and people, amen, still do not receive you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People don't receive you. Hallelujah. You worked in the church for so many years, worked with the same people, worked under the same leader. Glory be to God. The leader, amen, working with the same parishioners and still not received. Amen. Glory be to God. It's a hard pill to swallow, beloved, but it's the truth. Amen. That's why the Bible says a man, a prophet is without honor in his own country. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the reason that they did not receive Jesus, beloved, we see here is because they thought they knew him. They thought they knew him. Beloved, Jesus was so misunderstood by people who thought they knew Jesus and they did not know Jesus. Beloved, I come to tell you today, hallelujah, you're being misunderstood. Amen. People, they think they know you. They think they know you. Oh, yeah, that's my mama. That's my sister. That's my neighbor. Yeah, that's my coworker. They think they know you. See? Hallelujah. But they don't know you. They don't know you. Hallelujah. But they think they know you. And beloved, then you flick, I have to always flip it over on the other side. There's a lot of people you think you know, and you don't know them either. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, beloved. Amen. That's why the Bible says, look, hallelujah, we're not to put our trust in no man. No man. Glory be to God. They love you today and hate you tomorrow. Just love you today. This dripping down love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And hate knowing you the next day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His neighbors thought they knew him. Beloved, if you did not grow up as a believer, you cannot be surprised if your Christian life and faith are not easily misunderstood or accepted by those who know you well. They know you well. See, glory be to God, especially your siblings and your close friends. Glory be to God. And the reason they know you well, beloved, amen, is because they know your background. They know all the mistakes you made. Oh, yeah, baby. They know your failures. Come on now. They know your running around days. They know your drinking days, your cheating days, your lying days. Oh, they know that. They know your secrets. See, and that's why it's hard for them to accept you. They know you used to get, you know, you used to smoke with them, you used to get high with them, you used to fornicate with them. Glory be to God, you used to gamble with them. Come on now. They know. They know how many abortions you done had. They know how many boyfriends you done had. They know how many people you done cheated, how many people you done lied on and talked about, how many people you done backstabbed. They know your history. They know the old you. See? They know the you was, amen, before your salvation. That's why it's hard for them to accept you. That's why it's hard for the people that know you to accept you. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me tell you something. If you got a mystery or ministry or anything going on, glory be to God, hallelujah, with your family members and friends and from the heyday, baby, you doing something. You doing something from back from the heyday. Because they know you. Glory. As a matter of fact, some of them still looking for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the reason, beloved, amen, and what was going here is that they may not be able to see past the new person that you have become. You're a new person now. You're a new creature. Old things have passed away, but they can't see that. All they could see was Jesus was the son of Joseph. That's all they knew. Jesus was Joseph. Hey, isn't this Mary and Joseph's son? They couldn't see past nothing else. I remember, glory be to God, my mother, amen, was in the mall one day walking the mall, and she ran into a lady that they used to run around with before her salvation. And the lady ran up to my mother and said, hey, Evelyn, yeah, yeah, you are. And my mother said, she told to the lady, said, no, that Evelyn is dead. That Evelyn is dead. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She didn't lie. That Evelyn was dead. Why? Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But see, your family and your friends they ain't getting that. They ain't getting that. Well, you still that liar. You still, amen, that cheater. You still that lazy person. You still, that's why a prophet is without honor in his own country. That's why sometimes God got to move you around a little bit. Move you around a little bit. Amen. Glory be to God. And put you in with some new folks. Amen. And some new situations. Amen. Until people can begin to believe. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, when people cannot see past the old person that you used to be, amen, we can't be mad with them. Because the truth of the matter is you was that person. And they probably being kind because you probably was worse than what they saying. You was that person. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Now, you just can't go back and change who you was. Now, you was mean. You was that. You was. Yes, you was. See, that first thing when somebody accused you, what did I say? The first thing you want to do is ask, is there any truth in this? Is what they saying true? See, because let me tell you something, beloved. The truth will make you free, but first it might make you miserable. Because sometimes the truth is a hard pill to swallow, baby. You get insulted. Amen. Glory. You are offended. How dare them? Glory be to God. But when you settle down, beloved, you got to sit down in the chair, in the big chair, and ask yourself a question. Is what they said true? Glory be to God. So, beloved, so what happens here, what we need to do, amen, first of all, we need to be patient. Be patient with people. Be patient because God is patient with us. Be patient, see? And we also have to be consistent in our testimony. See, you just don't want to come and tell your testimony one time because they ain't getting it. They ain't getting it, see? You got to be consistent in your testimony. Yeah, you got to tell it till they hear it. You got to be consistent, consistent. We see the consistency of Jesus. Glory be to God. Beloved, we have to show love to everyone around you, everyone around you, the ones that agree with you, the ones that don't agree with you, the ones that like you, the ones that don't like you, the ones that want to throw up into your face everything you used to do yesterday. You got to love them too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The ones that's walking with you, the ones that ain't well, the ones that's stabbing you in your back, come on now. You got to love everybody. It's a hard pill to swallow. It's a hard pill to swallow. Agape love for everybody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, you can't trust everybody, and you can't please everybody. Nowhere in the scripture where the Bible says please everybody. See? But you got to love everybody. You got to love the ones you can't please. Glory be to God. And then what we have to do is ask the Holy Spirit to show them that Jesus is real. Father, show them Jesus is real. Jesus is real in my life. Father God, show them I'm a new creature. Father God, show them I'm not the old person I used to be. Matter of fact, I thank you for saving me. I thank you that I'm not the same person I used to be. Because I was, come on now, we got some names we call ourselves. Glory be to God. God, thank you for saving me. I was a wretch undone. God, I was wicked. Well, I was a doozy, wasn't I, God? Huh? Thank you for saving me. Now, Father God, help them to see, amen, you and me. And so, beloved, this is what we had to do because this is what Jesus did. But now, as I close this morning, look and see what happens here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In verse number 28, it says here, and all the people in the synagogue, now, church folks, these church folks, now, church folks, we're going to come back and teach a lesson on church folks. Oh, my God. We're going to come back and see, because church folks, when I say church folks, we're talking about the religious folks, quote, religious, unquote. You know what I mean? Yeah, most of the religious folks, amen, it's the carnal folks, okay? All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up. Now, listen now. They're talking about Jesus. Drove him out of town. Drove who out of town, Pastor Bradford? Drove Jesus out of town. They say, come on, Pastor, stop playing. Don't you got a Bible? Read it for yourself. They drove Jesus out of town. How you going to drive Jesus out of town? They drove him out of town and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. They was going to kill Jesus. They was going to throw Jesus off the cliff. See? Now, they couldn't do it because it was premature. Jesus was going to die anyhow, but he wasn't going to die that way, and he wasn't going to die that day. Amen, but glory be to God. But you, all because Jesus was telling the truth. All because Jesus was telling the truth, they drove Jesus out of town, drove Jesus to the top of the cliff, and they had intentions. They was going to push Jesus off and kill Jesus. And then the scripture here says, beloved, but he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Beloved, I come to tell you right now, Jesus is walking through the crowd today. And people can't see him. I come to tell you, Jesus, glory be to God, done walk. Some of you that went to church yesterday, I hope you did. Amen. Jesus done walk all up and down the pew and you never even saw him. They didn't even see Jesus when he made his move. They didn't even see Jesus when he left. They still looking for Jesus and Jesus gone. Glory be to God. No spiritual discernment, no contact with the master. Amen. Hallelujah. No contact with his presence. Amen. Looking for Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Take Jesus down. Jesus done did a maneuver on him, done disappeared, and they never knew he was gone. Beloved, hallelujah. Has Jesus disappeared from your house and you don't even know he's gone? Has Jesus done disappeared from your worship and you don't even know that he's gone? Huh? Is Jesus in your sanctuary? You looking for Jesus, and Jesus done maneuvered and left up out of there, and you don't even know he's gone? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, beloved, amen, Jesus, amen, hallelujah, walked right through the crowd. Hallelujah. Just walked right past them. Hallelujah. And went on his way, and they didn't even know he was gone. Beloved, we have to be very, very careful, amen, hallelujah, that we're not giving God dead worship. We have to be very, 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 very careful, amen, and we're just not going through the theatrics, amen, of what it means to be holy and what it means to be sanctified and what it means to be saved, amen, and God ain't in it. God's not in your words. God is not in your service. God is not in your prayers. God is not in your money. God ain't in nothing. He been gone. They didn't even know Jesus had left. What a sad situation. Jesus' remarks angered the people, beloved, of Nazareth, because he dared to say that God sometimes chose to reach the Gentiles rather than the Jews. Them off. That pissed them off. You got to be kidding. What? We God favorite. I'm God favorite. Oh, really? Oh, really? You God favorite? When the scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, how that make you God's favorite? Please tell me. Please tell somebody. Glory be to the living God. He implied that his hearers were as unbelieving as the citizens of the northern kingdom of Israel in the days of Elijah and Elisha. Glory be to God. It was a time that was notorious for great wickedness. How dare you? How dare you, pastor, tell me that I ain't saved? How you going to tell me? What? Oh, people get real offensive when you touch sin. That's why you have so many church leaders, they don't even preach on sin. They scared to preach on sin because somebody might get up and leave the church. And after all, they was bringing some good money in here. Come on, sugarcoat it a little bit. You know, just make them tickle their ears. Didn't the Bible speak in the last days about tickling ears? To make me laugh. Ain't nothing wrong with making you laugh. Because let me tell you something, you're going to laugh your way in hell. Laugh your way straight to hell, amen, if you don't turn and get your life right. Ain't nothing wrong with laughing. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Beloved, don't be surprised when you face rejection or persecution as you share your beliefs. And that's why a lot of people won't testify. A lot of people ain't going to talk about Jesus. No, we're going to talk about the flu. We're going to talk about COVID. We're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about the price of eggs. We're going to talk about anything you want to talk about, but we ain't going to talk about Jesus. You start talking about Jesus, people want to change the subject. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They ain't talking about Jesus. See, because you start talking about Jesus, see, now, amen, it's a little ridicule. Now a little pressure. Well, who you think you are? Because, you know, you ain't always been saved yourself. Remember, look, you remember that? Remember this? Oh, your family going to throw it in your face. Uh-huh. Well, who you to tell me? Uh-huh. Because I remember when you was my age, you know, you already had three children yourself. Glory be to God, you wasn't married. And you going to tell me how to live right? Huh? Huh? You going to tell me what I need to do with my money? All them numbers and stuff you done played? Glory, no, glory be to God. I can't afford to get put no money up in the. No. You going to tell me? I know you got some nerve, sister. You got something there, brother. Oh, won't they rub it up in your face? Won't they rub it up in your face? Huh? And they did not receive Jesus because he was Joseph's son. But love, let me tell you something. Go where you celebrate it and not where you tolerate it. And stay focused on the goodness of the Lord and the will of God and do what God called you to do. Some will, some won't. So what? Who's next? You got to be focused on what God has called you to do. Glory be to God, I'm going to do it. You got to be focused on what God has called you to say. I'm going to say it. Glory be to God. Holler, lack me or not. That's what Jesus said. And you can't kill me before my time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment, I shall condemn, and I will live and not die. You threaten me if you want. If you can come under the blood of Jesus and get to me, come on with your big bad self. Glory be to God. But I ain't going nowhere, and I'm going to do the will of God. And even if you're able to take me out, I got to die from something anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. So I might as well die in the battlefield with the Lord because I'm going to die anyhow. I won't stop. I won't give up. I will testify. I will lift him up. Glory be to God. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I will open my mouth wide and let the world know that Jesus saves. Jesus is Lord. He saved me. He's my Lord. You need to make him, help him to save you and make him your Lord too. That's what you got to do, beloved. And that's what Jesus did. And Jesus kept rolling like this for the next 3 years. For the next 3 years. For the next nonstop. Nonstop. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't run when the crowd came after. He didn't run. Even up to the time of the crucifixion, Jesus didn't run. Here they chased Jesus to the top of the hill to throw him over. Jesus didn't run. He just went to the top of the hill and turned around and came on back down. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you be a witness for your Lord? He said, you be ashamed of him. Glory be to God. Beloved, in the last day, he's going to be ashamed of you. You don't want to call his name. Guess what? He ain't going to call yours either. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom, beloved, but he that doeth the will of the Father. It's the will of God for the glory of God. See, not just the will of God, because a lot of people do the will of God. Didn't I feed the poor? Didn't I clothe the naked? Didn't I go to the prisons? Glory be to God. See, it's not everyone who does the will of God. Because a lot of people do the will of God, but they don't do it for the glory of God. You got to do the will of God for the glory of God. And, beloved, we have to begin by being witnesses, being examples of Christianity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And be consistent. Not just every here and then, now, you know, here, hit it and quit it every now and then. No, consistent. Consistency. Consistency. Consistent testimonies, consistent praise, consistent worship. I will bless the Lord at all times, shall continually be in my mouth. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Whew. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us, Father God. Father God, we know in the times that we're living in that people are gathering together for Sunday worship, gathering together for occasions, gathering together for fellowship, and Jesus ain't there. Jesus ain't even there, Father. Oh, my God. And if Jesus ain't there, we know who is. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us, Father God. Help us come back to our rightful place. Help us to come back with the right attitude and the right focus, lined up with the will of God for the glory of God, and not to be ashamed to let everybody know who Jesus is. Of course, we can't tell nobody who Jesus is if we don't know who Jesus is. So help us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you don't know who Jesus is, repeat after me. Come on, right now, right now, right now, right now. Just right now. Repeat after me. We're going to lead you to, we're going to give you a formal introduction to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Repeat, Father, I'm a sinner. I come to you today confessing all of my sins. I ask that you would forgive me. I ask that you would save me. As I open my heart, open my mouth, open my mind, open up everything, and invite Jesus to come in and be my Lord, be my Savior, be my God, be my friend, be my everything. Save my soul from destruction. Thank you that I'm saved. Thank you that my name is erased out of the book of death and confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you. Now help me to follow you all the rest of the days of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. We've been waiting on you. God been waiting on you. The angels are rejoicing and we're rejoicing too. Amen. Glory be to God. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us your name. Give us your, look, you don't have to give us the details. Just let us know you gave your heart to Christ. Amen. Today we want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And keep you lifted up. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, all this week, amen, glory be to God. We'll be back here, amen, 6 in the morning, amen, social media, amen, near the latter part of the week, amen, at 5 a.m., glory be to God. At the altar of prayer, we invite you to come on and pray with us, amen, at the prayer altar, the power line, amen, at 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 p.m., Wednesday night Bible study at 8 o'clock, amen, glory be to God. This Friday night, amen, it's our Friday night praise party, amen, ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop, amen. So we invite you, amen, visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Glory be to God. And find out more about our ministry. Amen. Our website is will be updated by the end of this month. Amen. A lot of new developments. Amen. It's coming on. Amen. We have classrooms. Amen. We're about to be launching. Amen. And different things like that. Amen. Hallelujah. That you'll find out all about it. Amen. As you visit our website. Ministry partners, amen. We'll be having a business meeting with everyone, giving everybody the new updates, amen, for amen. You would think, amen, what we had going on here is enough, amen, especially with us being on so many platforms, but God is good, amen, hallelujah. And you know who the Lord continues to give work to? Amen, the people who get it done. To whom much is given, amen, much is required, amen. The people who get done what God tell them to do is the people God keep giving it to. That's why the rich get richer and the poor get poor. Hallelujah. When you're faithful in a little bit, then God just keeps on giving it to you because he can count on you to get it done. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Meet us today at 12 o'clock and at 9 o'clock at the altar. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for where we are. Thank you for where we're going. Thank you, Father God, for our testimonies. Help us to be consistent in our lifestyle. Help us not to be wishy-washy, lukewarm, Father God, up and down. Glory be to God, but consistently moving forward with you. And we say thank you for helping us, Father. Thank you. Thank you for forgiving us because we ask for your forgiveness. Thank you for helping us to get up where we done fell down, Father. The sin was not so much in the falling, Father God, but the sin, Father God, was in our refusal to get up quickly. So thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, bless the prayer warriors as they come. Father God, bless our business meeting tonight for the prayer warriors as we meet this evening. Bless us, Father God, as we come together. Father God, hallelujah. And God, we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for this day and everything in it. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. We cancel premature death. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not, cannot. And shall not come to pass. We seal this service, we, Father God, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Everybody walk in the blessings, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. And remember, be consistent in your testimonies. God bless you.
Lord, prepare me
to be a sanctuary, pure and holy,
tried and true.